next year. Scripps will give top priority for wild cards to those who've been to Nationals before. Keith Peters, Washington.
Fierce winds have been hampering efforts to battle the raging Southern California wildfires. Conditions are too dangerous for flying water-dropping aircraft. One of the worst of the fires is burning in Ventura County. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day, and good morning, and welcome to the studios of KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, the best walk-in humidor anywhere you're going to find, and, of course, the Tobacco and Brew Cuties. All at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Absolutely. There's a lot of changes going on in Tobacco and Brew, and you'll see the new remodel, and it's fabulous.
That's why I said it's a newly remodeled store. Yes. And Bad Bob's here with us. Good morning, Bad Bob. Somebody's moved Bob's cheese.
Trying to pick up the pieces. Of course, 350-odd days a year, our internet system works absolutely flawlessly. Uh-huh. And this was one of the days when it did not.
Yeah, well, you know, then but we and Chris did not know that there was a fourth router back hidden behind in a closet back there. Yeah. So I just showed it to him. So
Of course, there are so many links in the chain, and I'm sure there's somebody listening. Well, this is why I don't use the internet. Well, the internet is a fact of life, and when it works, it's awesome. But when the system breaks. Then you have to kind of punt and get creative. But we're here. We're back. We're functional. We're getting our music and weather and all that good stuff again.
Yeah. Okay, and speaking of weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. And today it's currently 55 degrees. Our highs today will be 65. Our lows, 38. As we progress tomorrow, beautiful sunny day with our highs of 65. Thursday night calls for a low of 39. Friday is sunny with our high of 65. You know what's really nice is kind of like you can look at the weather right now. It's that crisp. In fact, Bob, we were driving yesterday to your house, and you said, this is a crisp fall day just 2 weeks from winter.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful out here.
The whole year is like skewed slightly, you know.
It's like the trees are glistening and the ground is glistening and there's critters about, so it's great. So Friday calls for a high of 65 with Friday night clear of around 40. It'll be fabulous to be outside as well. Saturday high of 67 and 40s low. And then as we progress to the weekend, Sunday 67, Monday 67. And Tuesday calls for around 67, so we're warming up a bit. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
All you Army and Navy veterans, this weekend is the Army-Navy game. And down at VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street, right next to Woody's, they're hosting the Army-Navy game Saturday, December 9th at 1100 hours. Large screen TVs, pool tables, potluck luncheon. They'll have other. It's also being, I think, catered. Lunch is being catered down there, too. The bar will be open. In fact, you know what? You don't have to be a member of the VFW to go down there. You know, they'll have somebody sign you in. You know, veterans can go down to the VFW anyway, anytime they want, and join in. So, the VFW Post 1934 next to Woody's is going to be hosting an Army-Navy game. It's going to be quite a spectacular affair, I think. Okay.
Do you want to go over about the 7:15 hour? Do you want to go over the top five things you must know today?
Okay. I'm ready.
Right now?
I'm ready.
Okay. Trump expected to declare Jerusalem as Israel's new capital.
Yep. And it's going to happen. Turkey's already said that they would cut diplomatic ties with Israel if you do that. You see, it's everything's in Tel Aviv, but it's you know, the Israelis been claiming Jerusalem, the Palestinians been claiming Jerusalem as their capital. So it's going to be interesting when he does that. Almost every president has said that they're going to do that, but they don't once they get in office.
Right.
For whatever reason. You know, they're calling for days of terror and all this stuff, you know, opponents to it, if they do that. And what we're doing is we're moving our embassy to Jerusalem.
Well, according to this article, it says, after 22 years of U.S. policy, Turkey, France, Germany, along with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and others oppose the recognition, with some urging in the U.S. not to change Jerusalem status. Like you said, Carl.
He told him he's going
to
do it.
House set to vote on right to carry conceal weapons.
That's the help me with this, Bob. That's the one where it says that it's reciprocal to all states.
Right.
If
yeah.
you have a right to carry in California, you can carry anywhere in the United States. Now
California, being the arrogant individuals they are, will say, "Well, none of them meet our standards."
Well, that's it. You know, and that's why that if you take a California permit and send it to Arizona, Arizona will give you issue you a permit that's good in like 32 states. Now, the thing about it is California does not recognize Arizona's or anybody else's, and there lies the argument. Well, our standards are much higher than those in Alabama, which says that if you know it's a shell issue. If you want one, they just give you one, which means now that person can carry in our state also, and we can't do anything about it. I think that if you're going to have everybody carrying a weapon concealed, and some people say it's my right anyway, you know, it's shell issue, you know, some states don't, you don't have to even ask, you can carry a concealed weapon.
Okay, number three, and we had
you asked this question, and I'm going on about it because this could cause a huge fight. Do we want anybody to be able to just buy a gun in Alabama and walk around carrying it concealed in California? Yeah, I think it's okay, because I don't know how many of those concealed carriers permitters have ever committed crimes.
Okay, in Southern California, the wildfires, the Santa Ana winds. Now, if you've ever lived there, I lived in L.A. for 7 years in my early performance years. The Santa Ana winds can just be gruesome. So we had a girlfriend over last night decorating a house with me, used to live in Ventura, pulled up on her Facebook homes. One of her girlfriend's home, all that was standing was a beam and a fireplace. $1 million home. She bought it, I don't know how many years ago, for $80,000. But, you know, $80,000 a long time ago would have been a beautiful home. But anyway, these are $1 million homes in Ventura in the hills.
Well, any home, whether it's $1 million home or a $40,000 home.
It doesn't matter. It's still a home.
And when the Santa Ana's blow, they're a hot air. It's a hot wind coming off the desert, which is why they call them the Santa Anas, and it dries everything out, and it runs 50 miles an hour. So once it gets started, it just goes for it.
So Jerry Brown, of course, our governor, declared a state of emergency for Ventura, and there's at least 180 homes. As of this writing, of course, the Santa Ana winds whipped fires breaking through the neighborhoods in northern Los Angeles County. Massive evacuations. So let our thoughts and prayers go with those people who are before Christmas. I always think of those things that are that pass down to the families that are very meaningful. Okay, Time names person of the year. The Silence Breakers, women who triggered the Me Too national outcry over sexual harassment. They are the 2017 person of the year. The shortlist includes President Trump, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the Me Too movement, the former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who began the national anthem protest against police treatment. This ticks me off, but I just can't even believe it.
It doesn't have to be what it is. It's the one that's had a huge impact. They've had Hitler on there before.
I know.
So anyway, so it's going to be the Me Too movement then. That's cool.
Well, it shows right here. It's got Trump, Person of the Year, but
it is.
But according to this article,
he was on the list.
Yeah, right.
It could have been last year. He was
Starbucks is upping the coffee game again. So, today opens its largest location on the planet to date, the upscale Starbucks Reserve Roastery in Shanghai.
Okay.
Measures 30,000 square feet.
Okay, I don't want to talk about Starbucks.
I'm just telling you, that's
I know,
a tough
no,
life
it's a newsworthy thing, but we have great coffee right here.
I know. I'm just telling you, this is what they're telling you.
It supports the military.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Yeah. Starbucks does it.
Meanwhile. Yeah. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
That's it.
Who are the silence? You know, the Me Too movement was...
cut me right off.
No, I did not about the Me Too movement.
Well, of course, you're Ashley Judd is down there.
But let me tell you why that this is to me, when it went across Facebook like that, all the women that I know personally that put Me Too in there. And I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's and I bet there could
including
have been.
Including your wife.
I bet. Including my wife. Oh, no. I mean.
This
you,
one.
You.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's true. So, did I just cut you off? No, I mean, seriously. I don't
no,
know if there's not
that.
A person.
You never
there's
do
not
that.
A but, you know, it's really interesting. I know we got to quickly take a break, but let me finish my thought. How many people.
That will never happen.
How many people, when we talk about this, that we understand that in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, things were different. I mean, if you think about. What was going on in clubs and right before your eyes in the 60s, 70s, and 80s? This is a different era. So just the whole we do have to be re-educated. People need to be re-educated what's proper, what's not. If something is just, you know, a comment that you don't understand is just not appropriate because it's been in your family, it's been how your community has acted. It really is. This is transforming that's happening right now.
It is. No, I agree. And if you look at the things that are happening out there, there's some people being transformed very quickly. Kevin Spacey, of course, Weinstein.
Yep.
And many others that are now they're under attack. Like Conyers is now retiring, 88 years old, in the hospital. And he says, that's it, I'm retiring. Because now there's more women that have come forward. On him. He wants his son to be appointed in his place. Well, his son's got to be in his 60s. I don't know. You know, have you ever heard that thing like father, like son?
Yeah.
Okay, just a thought. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is 55 degrees out there. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. It's 55 degrees going up to 65 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And you know what? All the things that you are doing, Linda, I mean,
well, we have a show Thursday night.
We have a show tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. That's right.
Tomorrow night.
Rehearsed with the group the other
parents
night.
Parents coming in, your brother and sister-in-law coming in. And, I mean, we're going to have a very busy weekend. So,
and plus we have our Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday night.
That's right. That's
at
Elements Lounge.
Elements Lounge. It's kind of the last of a big run, and we're going to be doing all kinds of holiday music. I'm very excited. Scott Lewis is singing, too.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is, sleep. Yes, that's right, sleep. If you're not having a good night's sleep, if you can't sleep through the night, if you wake up uncomfortable or tired, you know, maybe you need to take a look at having a new mattress. And in this case, of course, Sleep Number is, you know, it's Christmas. And what's the best gift to give is maybe a good night's sleep for the next 15 or 20 years on your Sleep Number mattress with the dual air technology. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And my Sleep Number setting has changed to 50.
It's changed to 50. And it does. You can adjust that. And with the Sleep Number 360 bed, you can, as you move through the night, it will automatically adjust so both of you will stay sleeping comfortably through the night. And as your loved ones snore, well, they've got an adjustment for that even. Queen mattresses are starting at only $8.99. And when you think about that, how much is a good night's sleep worth for the next 15 or 20 years? Now they're even more affordable with special financing for 48 months on all beds, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, now through December 18th with a Sleep Number credit card. That's right. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Ask the shop down at the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin store exactly how that works. Imagine that, being able to take home a Sleep Number mattress for Christmas. All right, hon. Let's, you know, some of the things are going on at the Shasta High School is hosting, you know, of course, the regional championship right up here in Redding. And it's a first. That hasn't happened in decades. But they've had to move the dates for a reason you already mentioned today. The fires. The people that are playing there, you know, from that area, they've had to postpone.
Evacuate.
It's not just the evacuations, but it's also the smoke. Mm. So they've had to change the games around. So instead of Friday, Shasta High School will be playing on Saturday for the championship up here at the region. If they make that, then they're going down for the big enchilada, the big kahuna. They're going down and playing for the state, which, as we all know, the Enterprise Hornets did, 4 years ago? And went up against another Catholic school. As we know, the Catholic schools have an ability to recruit everywhere, those little devils. And it's okay. People, they offer these kids a great, great opportunity to be able to participate in sports and get a great education. Okay. The gentleman, I shouldn't say that, the man who shot the young lady in San Francisco, that case, where he was found. The only thing they found him guilty of was he was in possession of a weapon. Nothing else. And he's out of jail already because he's already served 2 years on this sentence. Because he has already been in jail for 2 years since his shooting. The feds have rolled in and are holding him, and they've got him on a felon in possession of a firearm and an illegal alien in possession of a firearm. Each one of those can get him 10 years in the slammer. So the feds are going to do what San Francisco was unable to do, and that was to mete out justice for Katie here.
Hmm. Yeah. They took the sanctuary thing just a bit far, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Reading, in agreement.
Reading City Council met last night, and it looks like they're approving Bethel. And in fact, they did approve the construction of Bethel's new campus and everything out there by Shasta College. It was a 4-0 vote. Julie Winter recused herself because, of course, she goes to Bethel Church. Mm-hmm. The public comment. Now, I'm not sure if – I know they were bringing it up, and I'm not sure if they were voting on it or if they were just bringing it up last night. But I know for sure there's two of them for it, and that would be Brent Weaver and Julie. They have both said that. I imagine Adam would be, but I'm not sure. Kristen and I just don't know if they did a vote. And if anybody's out there and knows if they voted, please come in and give us a call or send us a text here on our chat room and let us know. They did bring it up. So it may be that they can bring it up but then vote on it at a different time. The big thing on that, though, is moving the public comment from the rear or the final part of the meeting back to the front again like it used to be. There's no reason to have it. I mean, they can put it anywhere they want. And Brent says, well, he says he's not sure he remembers that, but we have him on tape saying that it was time for a timeout. And what he says now, you know, it wasn't just people that were coming in, citizens making comments. He says it was the city council fighting among themselves too, which, you know, frankly, that was true too. So anyway, they're going to move back, and he says, you know, they're going to give it a 6-month try again. And what we have to do as citizens is, and this is what the part is that they're right in. You cannot go up there and dog somebody and call them names, call them crooks, thieves, and worse, in some kind of, you know, you can be upset, but you don't have to call people names. You know, you don't have to agree with what they're doing. You may say, Bethel, no, I don't want that out there close to my home. It's going to be 10,000 people. As many spoke last night, there were something like 200 comments going on this, if you don't agree with it, you can go up there and say that. Now, knowing that in an open public, when you do public comment, they, as a city council or anybody, cannot comment on what you're talking about because of various rules of the Brown Act and everything else. But they have to listen to you. So, and, you know, are you going to listen to somebody that looks at you, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, you know, what a jerk you are. Are you going to listen to what they say after that for the next 2.5 minutes?
I don't know. Would you?
No.
Okay.
I'd be looking at him, but I mean, I'd be going, yeah, jerk. I'll show you what a jerk is.
So you have to in other words, the rules are that those people have 2.5 minutes on the floor
They have 3 minutes.
Mary had a little lamb.
Whatever they want.
As long as they want to say it, complete the entire verse.
Right.
And you have to go, uh-huh.
No, you don't even have to say, uh-huh.
You don't
have to
shake
your head. You don't have to shake your head. You don't have to nod. You don't have to do anything. You just have to listen. That is the idea of the public comment. Here's an idea. I think this is what we should do for blah, 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 blah. And you know what? They can either, and they can't comment on it. But if your whole thing there is to call people names, it serves no purpose. Do you have the right to do that? Yeah, it's open. It's public comment. But frankly, it's kind of like when you get in front of a bunch of people and somebody starts to say something and somebody starts to boo them, you know, in a large crowd. No, stop that right now. That will not be done because we will give everybody a right to speak without being booed or cheered, all these other things. I mean, that's the whole idea behind a public comment. You know, I did that during one of the meetings, and everybody goes, everybody's nodding their head. The 99% that want it to be like that, you know, they're there. Hey, I'm there to make good comments. I want you to listen. I know you can't say anything, but you know, I can even say I totally disagree with the way you're handling unfunded liabilities. I see nothing that you're doing of quality or of substance. You can say that, but you're not calling them names. Here are some ideas. These are some of the ways I think you could do it. Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, I'm not trying to tell people what to say. I just hope that the public comment, and I think it is going to come back.
To the front.
To the front.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's your neighbors down there giving great customer service. It's the it's our local, one of our local banks here. They have pride themselves on their customer service and providing everything that their customers could possibly want, and would like you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward at Bank Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, we'll be right back, right after these messages.
Words of wisdom, let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Hey, it's 55 degrees, going up to 65 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Just let me know.
365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. And this portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. The only ones that we allow to touch our HVAC system. Any type of system, any type of warranty and guarantees, they have those. We need to talk to them about that, what kind of warranties and guarantees they have. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we have something of great value.
And it is for tonight, so we have two tickets for the Madrigal Dinner.
That's
all right.
Right.
It's a certificate for tonight, for two.
For
so,
two people.
For two people. So we were going to go, and I love this like nobody's business. We just have other conflicting things that came up. So we would love to be able to overcome by events. Love to have somebody call in right now, 605-4567, and you can go to the Madrigal Dinner. If you've never been, it's chilling.
And it's phenomenal.
Tomorrow is Bob's birthday, and what's he doing? He's going to the Madrigal Dinner. And, you know, tomorrow will be Clark and Clark on. So we'll find out who our winner is, and I'm going to go home because I gave Carl the certificate, and I'll go home and get it and bring it back. So it'll be here this morning.
You'll
have it before 9 o'clock.
You just threw me under the bus.
No, well, that's okay.
I gave it to Carl, and he
doesn't have
it.
We've got a lot of moving parts going on in our lives right now, so I'm not a problem at all. So.
Okay.
Okay, so,
Lori,
you have tickets for tonight for the Madrigal Dinner. It'll be so special. It is, without a doubt, you cannot tell me that when you have been to this event, or if you've never been to this event, that you get, something touches the pureness of the Madrigals and the songs and the feeling of the, see, people are listening, I love that, I'm sorry, I only have two tickets. And they are sold out, and it's a special thing, and I begged for these. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy being in our spot. But, Bob, you know what I'm talking about.
Both of my brothers were part of the Madrigal when they were going to high school. So that's how long this thing has been going on for over 30 years.
It was established like 35 years
under the leadership of Ken Putnam, who had a vision for a great fundraiser theme. And it's been held down there at the First Pilgrim Congregational Church. I've probably mangled the name. But anyway, that beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright building that evokes the feeling of a castle inside with the exposed beams and the stonework and all that. So it's a perfect venue. And these kids do everything. They take care of the they get a lot of help on the food prep, but they have the menu that they help work on. They serve. They work their way up the ranks as they work their way through the choir, and it's considered quite a fellowship. And the knowledge is passed down from the senior members to the incoming members of how to do this. So it's really a great experience.
You've got to work your way into the singing part by doing the waiting part.
Yes,
on
and they never leave character.
And they learn the discipline.
Exactly. And they never leave character from the time you walk into the door. Those kids, I mean, you may think, I think our listeners are understanding that there is a generation. If you look for it, there's a generation. But tonight, you see this generation that are doers. They're completers. They have come in, and like you said, there's a lot of discipline with this. But they never leave character. And when you look at the costumes, the intricacies of the costumes, and then, yes, I was in the Madrigals in high school, too. We used to travel a lot and do convalescent hospitals and parties. And, you know, there's wonderful harmonies, and there is, like I said, there's a camaraderie that happens. So enjoy those tickets. And what I'm going to do, Lori, is there will be a certificate here in the office. Hopefully you can pick it up before noon today.
Because we're in and out of here, so for sure somebody's going to be here through noon, and then probably then again in the afternoon at some time. So if you earlier you can get here after 9 o'clock, the better it would be. So thanks for listening, and have a great time tonight. Like I said, this broke our hearts, you know, that we couldn't go. Hey, you remember the Pulse nightclub shooting? Where this guy came in there into the where all these people were dancing down in Florida and started shooting and
Orlando.
Orlando. One of the heroes of this, a policeman, police officer, that was one of the first ones there, and they said saved the lives, was going through the literally the carnage in that place. and picking people up, getting them out, you know, getting them to hospitals and all this, has just been released from the police force. I think it's like 2 months or a year or so before he would be vested for his pension. And you know, and it's a sad case because he had extreme PTSD after that. And he went out there and he was given a desk job for a long time. Then he went out on the 4th of July to help out there, you know, as police will do. And when the fireworks were going off, it brought him right back down to that place. So he is being let loose before he was reaching his pension. So I really don't know even what to say about something like that. That they didn't talk about it, and he didn't really say, except, you know, I've been having a lot of problems since I was involved in that. And I look at that as – I look at the police as a military-type organization. Now, I don't know what else was going on. Maybe he and police, I don't know anything about it, but maybe there was problems that he was having and maybe through, you know, meds they were giving him or whatever it is. But there's got to be such a way, like they have in the military, they should have in the military, and for a long time we kind of forgot that, and I think we've got it back, is if a person is doing a good job, he goes into combat, he comes back, and he's got, you know, for whatever reason, severe PTSD, and then he starts getting in trouble. Even if you release that young man or woman, you should have full benefits, full medical benefits to keep treating them. So I don't, you know, and I'm not saying that this is what's going on with him, but you would think that he would get his full medical benefits at least, because it was brought on by, you know, work.
For how many years, Carl, and you have firsthand knowledge of this, were fighting men and women literally taken out of life and death on a daily basis situation and dropped on the street 48 hours later with absolutely no support network?
Well, that was Vietnam. That was Vietnam. And some of them, from the time they literally would be come out of a jungle off a patrol, get cycled out of there, hit the States, and be out within, you know, 4 or 5 days. And now they're back home after having been in combat. And one of the things people don't, you know, the old timers didn't want to have Vietnam count as a war. Oh, you can't come to the VFW. Well, you're just telling you, we were shooting at bad guys, and guys were shooting at us. Yeah, you know what? You know, the thing is that a lot of times in World War II, and the Marines especially, would go from island campaign to island campaign, where it would be just intense, terribly hard fighting for several weeks, and then they win, and then they pull back and refit, and then they go back to another one. In Vietnam, in many cases, these guys were going out every day, just like in Iraq. Just like in Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of these guys are going out every, or at least they were. You know, who knows what they're doing now. But they would go out every day on the roads where the force de jour was IEDs. You're waiting for it to open up your Humvee as you're driving by. Mm. So it just seems like in a case like this for this man that, I don't know, maybe he had gotten to the point where he couldn't work and he shouldn't be around that. But I hope that he's being taken care of.
How much of that do you think was inherited from the British stiff upper lip, suck it up, buttercup, be a man, don't show the emotion culture that has been so pervasive?
Well, that's the military. Yeah. You know, you don't need to show all that emotion. You've got to be able to turn it loose and move on.
Well, that's not just the military. That was my family. my uncles. No, I mean, I remember family members that were like that with their children. Suck it up. Real men don't cry.
How about buck up, Marine?
Yeah, that's the way it was. Get up. Get over there and get it done.
There's this thing get the job done and sooner or later, you pay the piper for that emotional bill.
Eventually, you do. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, I've got my own ideas about that, as everybody knows, about PTSD. You know, we don't test people before they go in for PTSD. So, you know, how can you say that just being in the military is what's caused all the problems? We have people out here that are victims of sexual assault, car wrecks, parents dying violently, all these other things, and they go in the military. If they gave them a PTSD test before they came in, you may find out they're already at 50%. So we're just going to push them over the edge to get that other 30 in there.
Without giving a lot of detail, I had a very traumatic event. And I kind of crawled into a bar for a few months and then managed to crawl back out. But whatever enabled me to crawl back out, I don't know. But some people crawl in and don't crawl out.
There, and there lies the problem. What is it about some people that can be in combat all the time or have horrible things happen to them and they're able to weather this experience, and those who don't? What is there a quality? Is it a part of their upbringing? You know, because you see people out on the street right now that they've gotten to that point, and there I believe that there's in every individual is that ability to right themselves and to move forward in a positive manner. You know, maybe we just haven't found the right urging or the right stick or the right carrot that gets them to do that. But I think that they could be. I think that you see these people out there, you know, you say, well, you know, some of them do choose to be that way, but some of them don't. So how do you reach those got people on drugs, which is such a, you know, we've got so many people on opiates and, you know, on drugs now. And then we have people on alcohol. How do you reach that group, get them off of that, and moving them into a better place? And frankly, there is no answer to that. I mean, we can talk about all these things, but it's not an answer. And right now, if I'm looking through the windows out there, we're seeing part of those people out there in front of the street, in front of our, in front of the station here. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know what? It's not too late. You can still go run down there and buy a gun and have it for Christmas. Come on. Mm. You know you want to do it. And they have the finest selection of firearms around. Not only that, but all the shooting accessories and guys and girls that actually know what they're talking about when they're talking to you about the guns. Great customer service. They welcome people that are novice shooters, and so they can help you find that right gun and get you off on the right step. And Seth Stokes teaches a concealed carry class that is very good. Hunter safety, other classes he teaches right there at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. John and Sarah Bastiani have done a great job. 2539 Larkspur. Going down there, it's not too late. You got to go down, though, because you've got that 2 weeks in there that... Yeah. Okay. We're going to be right back after these messages.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
A movie, a party, an experience.
This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is still in the mid-50s, going up to 65 today, a low of 38 tonight. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans all the time at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. And, of course, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. Now, get this. If you're looking for the place to buy your jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, designing, and building beautiful pieces of jewelry. It's all there. Estate jewelry. They have a selection that will fit all needs. And if you don't see the exact one you want, Rebecca will go out and find it for you. That's Four Winds Jewelry. Getting to be Christmas, New Year's, and birthdays, guys. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. We were talking about a number of other things. You know, they found that these text and emails, you know, this gentleman, Mr. Mueller, who is a special counsel that's looking into Trump and Russia. He got Mike Flynn to plead guilty to one account of lying to the FBI. And they're saying, oh, my God, okay, here's a smoking gun. Well, I don't know if it's a smoking gun because I remember right, Flynn was fired because he lied to Pence about the same thing. But what they're finding, though, is texts and emails from the Mueller team apparently showing a bias toward Hillary and an extreme dislike for Trump. And these are the people that are on the team that are investigating Trump. I find it very amusing that we have a little situation with Hillary, and we have a full-blown, oh, this could be treasonous with the president. And, you know, like the number two man to Mueller worked on Hillary's team. You know, how can you do that? How can you bring in people like that? I mean, shouldn't it be like, you know, like Julie Winter that she says, hey, look, if this is about, you know, if this is about Bethel, I recuse myself or anything that has to do with Bethel. I'm a member of the Bethel Church. Or anything. If you were doing business, let's say you were a business owner, and you were doing business with another organization that you were partners with them, not especially in that part, but in another section of business, but shouldn't you recuse yourself for that too because you're business partners with that organization? Seems to me you should. And there's, you know, but unfortunately this town is small. And in the sense that there's a lot of things going on that it's interconnected, like somebody may invest in something like a building project. Okay, I'm going to invest in that. And then not have the ability, and then it comes up something else totally different than what you've invested in, but it's the same group of people. And it comes up for a vote. Do you recuse yourself then too? Has nothing to do with the thing that you're doing. It has something to do with the city or the county. Should you recuse yourself? In my opinion, yeah, you should. Because you're already doing business with them on one level. And now this has nothing to do with what you're doing with business with them, Matt, but you're still, you still sign papers with them. You two are still partnerships in another portion of something else. And I can't help but think that, you know, you should just recuse yourself totally from that, any of that. Hey, look, I'm, you know, I have no vested interest in this. I think it's a great idea, personally, but I can't because I've also in partnership with this guy over in this thing. Am I being too severe on that?
Well, in that Mr. Weaver owns a lumber business.
Yeah.
Does that mean he can't ever vote on any construction because there is a possibility that his company might provide some material?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, if you're into how far can you stretch that? Yeah, and if you're investing in, say the K2 guys down here are building this one, and I'm on the planning commission, and I'm then they decide to, and I'm invested in this one right down the street. Let's just say I am. I'm not, but let's just say I am. And then they're going to open up another place that I have to vote on as a city council member. You know, then you start getting into, that's, okay, it's not like I'm selling lumber. It's that I'm making a decision whether they should be able to build or not.
That could go
both ways. I'm saying, no, you don't need to build another one of those. That's going to compete with this one.
Yeah. And there have been some very famous instances of that happening in Redding's past, especially in the fast food venue that I'll have to tell you about sometime.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You know, Hunt, the other things that are going on is that if you were going to tell the guys out there.
Okay.
About Christmas shopping, because now today is the 6th. There's only guys.
I thought we were going to talk about me, too. Like Christmas, and it's so funny because I just got just a little sidebar.
About you?
So Scott Lewis, we were rehearsing the other night. Scott Lewis, he said, I work with 24, we were talking about the Me Too, and we hug each other, and he goes, I'm afraid to hang the mistletoe this year.
Why?
Well, because of all of the, the mistletoe.
I would not hang mistletoe, and I'll tell you why. It's because that one person is waiting for that hug.
Okay, well,
is waiting for you to do something so they can get you.
Well, that's a terrible way to think, because when you think of mistletoe, for years, you grab somebody under the mistletoe and you give them a kiss, and it's an inside, it could be, you know, but that now is going to change.
But did you remember last year with the mistletoe when Bob Martin hugged me and tried to kiss me? I mean, that to me was... Ugh.
That's part of the deal.
Part of the deal, though. See, that's it. See, that mistletoe...
Anything goes under the mistletoe.
Well, see, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Well,
okay,
so mistletoe is going to be something from the past because, you know, I'm not even going to go there. But anyway, so what you're saying about.
I'm going to go someplace that's going to make people crazy.
Uh-oh. Again?
Yeah, crazier. You remember yesterday when Lieutenant Jeff Wallace was in here and said it was $1 million a year that was being lifted out of Walmart? He was correct.
Oh,
he was corrected.
Right.
He was corrected
by a listener.
By somebody that works in there.
Oh,
he said
who listens to the show.
Yeah, who listens to the show and said, you know, I listened. I heard you on the radio today, and I just want you to know it's not $1 million. It's $3 million. $3 million out of this Walmart. I just
out of this one venue.
Out of this one venue. Holy, and I'm thinking, or is it the two of them together? Is it the big one up on the hill? They said that you should see them coming in the evenings. It's like they're going shopping. And then the stuff gets sold on the... You know, I said, where's this stuff get sold at? Swap meets. Never even thought about that. You know, the big giant swap meet they have every weekend?
No, I hear about that. People selling their stolen stuff.
Yeah, they're taking the stuff that they had. Oh, new in the box.
Yeah. Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, these things that don't require... See, if you go to the pawn shop, you have to fill out paperwork and you're on camera. But if you're on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace
mountain bike.
Yeah.
Don't care what the VIN says. Oh, I mean, how many phone calls do you think you're going to get on that one?
Yeah.
Hey, want this? Won't ask questions. You know, gee. And somebody shows up with it.
Those little instant kiosks that appear along 273 on the way south, you know, down there by that truck way station. There's people set up a little mini flea market down there weekdays.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, on 273 going down, you'll see it on the side there. There's always little flea markets going on there. But it doesn't look like – the other thing, too, is what they're saying is that they'll sell it to their fence or whoever it is who will then move the merchandise someplace else.
Oh, yeah. Take it into an – where it won't appear. See, a lot of these jurisdictions don't compare notes.
You know what? Why, I should just get together a group of thugs, and then we go into Walmart. And we just say, look, we're going to – you pay me $1 million. I'm going to save you $2 million. And we're going to make sure nobody gets out of this place with something. I mean, you could do that. It doesn't even have to be thugs. It just has to be some really active people. Hey, we're going to take a break. And talking about this, I see Reading Police Chief Roger Moore out there. We're going to jump on this one more time right after the news.
And coming up on the news, although I don't have our theme song, it's not coming up for me on the computer, you're listening to Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. News this morning is brought to you by our good friends up at Tobacco and Brew. You can go see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive. 8 a.m. is the time. SRN News next.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is about to make good on another of his campaign promises, announcing a bold and risky move in international diplomacy.
After months of deliberations, the president has decided the U.S. will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state. He will also announce long-term plans to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the Holy City. U.S. officials note that almost all of Israel's government agencies and parliament are in Jerusalem. However, Arab leaders have warned the move could jeopardize White House Mideast peace efforts. Worried about unrest, the State Department has warned staff to avoid traveling to Jerusalem's Old City or the West Bank. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful winds keeping firefighting aircraft on the ground in Southern California. Several huge wildfires continue to rage. Ventura County resident Mike Connor says there was no way to keep his home going up in flames.
3:30 somewhere there is no more water. And I don't know what the situation is, but if there's no more water, whatever's burning is going to keep on burning. There's no firefighters because there's no water.
He spoke with KNBC-TV. Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore likening his campaign to a spiritual battle, saying his opponents holding nothing back.
They've attacked my wife. They've attacked the foundation we started. They've attacked my judicial decisions. They've attacked my property taxes. They've attacked everything I know, and most recently, my character.
Moore campaigning in rural Alabama the other day with former Trump advisor Steve Bannon at his side. Russians will vote in a presidential election next March, and no one's surprised, Vladimir Putin says he'll run for re-election. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 21 points, the NASDAQ trading 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you ready to step up your golf game? We've all been there, looking for an edge to take our game to peak performance. Well, this is the answer. OrthoGolfer.com announces the world's first orthotic insert built specifically for golfers. OrthoGolfer takes the pain out of your game by correcting your stance when you address the ball and swing the club. Seriously, when you replace the standard insole in the golf shoe with an orthotic specifically made for golfers, you'll see tremendous benefits to the player's balance and swing. OrthoGolfer is used by top pros and instructors across America, and now you can experience OrthoGolfer to play the best round of your life. OrthoGolfer is customized for your exact shoe size and is available for both right and left-handed players. Want to learn more and take a few strokes off your game in the meantime? Visit OrthoGolfer.com and you'll get our holiday special of $20 off retail for just $59.99. Visit us on the web at www.orthogolfer.com. Get free shipping when you step into your game with orthogolfer.com.
A prominent Australian cleric, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, has appeared in court facing charges that go back several decades.
What he's accused of doing is covering up abuse by a paedophile priest in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales in the 1970s. It's alleged that the Archbishop knew about the abuse, but he allegedly did nothing about it. So if he's found guilty, there may well be a potential jail term at the end of all of this. But representatives for the 67-year-old Catholic cleric say that he intends to vigorously defend the charges.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. Russian cybercrime suspect Alexander Vinnik, wanted in the U.S. on charges of laundering billions of dollars worth of the virtual currency Bitcoin, has appeared before the Greek Supreme Court for a hearing into his extradition to the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate Republican leader insists he hasn't backtracked when it comes to GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Several women have accused Judge Roy Moore of sexual misconduct when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. He denies the allegations. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had hoped Moore would withdraw from the race, but since he shows no indication of doing that, and if he wins...
Based on a 1969 Supreme Court decision, we would have no option but to swear him in.
But Senator McConnell adds, if Moore joins the U.S. Senate, he would immediately face an Ethics Committee case. GOP senators have distanced themselves from Moore, but President Trump recently endorsed him, and the Republican National Committee is restarting financial support for Moore. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Delivery robots in San Francisco will need permits before they can wander city sidewalks. Under legislation approved by the city supervisors, Supervisor Norman Yee proposed an outright ban on the robots, but later settled on a permitting system. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great places down there. It's a great place to get super presents for Christmas, that walk-in humidor, and everything else. 605-4567 is our phone number, and Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Here on Market Street, our highs today will be 65 with our lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for a beautiful day, sunny, 65, or tomorrow night clear with lows of 39. Friday calls for a high of 65, and Friday night calls for a low of 40. Saturday, 67, Sunday, 67. We have beautiful clear skies, and Monday, 67, and Tuesday, high of 67. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call today.
Home Helpers brings us a segment. If you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for cost-effective, quality, compassionate home care for your loved ones, then it's Home Helpers. Whether it's short-term or long-term, you need to talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm Chief. Good. Thank you,
Chief. Yesterday, one of the Reading's finest,
yes.
Jeff Wallace, Lieutenant Jeff Wallace, was on the show, and he talked about AB 109, 4757. I'm just the figures, are, you know, the statistics are staggering. But one of the things he said that was really staggering, and I just talked about it a little bit, was that he said Walmart has $1 million a year they lose in shoplifting. He then sends me an update an hour or two later. But one of our listeners said, oh, no, because I guess their manager someplace, they've got something to do with it. It's $3 million.
Right.
That it's like shopping down there. They sell it in the swap meets. They're even thinking about, and I just remember now, they're even thinking about locking up the underwear at Walmart.
Yeah.
So, and then, so I thought, well, maybe, did I read that wrong? And you said...
No, you're absolutely right, and it comes down to lack of consequences for particular crimes, and also California is a very litigious state, and so folks like Walmart or some of our other distributors have this hands-off policy for shoplifters, and so often things walk right out the door.
Why would they have that kind of hands-off policy?
Well, because if a company were to have loss prevention, let's say, and they were to injure somebody affecting an arrest, there's lawyers out there, well, that will go and then sue the corporation. And so they create policy that is somewhat of a hands-off policy and step back and be eyes and ears and call the police department. Unfortunately, it takes us a little while to get there. And by then, oftentimes the people
They're
are gone.
Gone.
The good thing is with surveillance cameras, being as high definition as they are, we're able to identify and get their pictures out there. And most of our officers know most of the repeat crooks, so they're able to identify them. And
yeah, so they can go down and write them a ticket.
Yep, it's misdemeanor.
Hey, we have somebody on the line here that would like to make a comment here. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Hey, so I want to make a real quick comment on Linda's deal about the mistletoe. That's tradition.
It is tradition.
Tradition, and don't give up your tradition.
You're right.
If you start giving up your tradition, you're going to give up all the rest of your freedom and your rights.
Well, exactly, Jim, and I know you're old school, and we're old school, too, and we think, why not? You know, but on the other hand, people are really worried about if they should hug the wrong person, what that could imply.
Well, they worry about everything. You know, people, somebody has something they're going to worry about, but why should I change my way of life because they want to worry about it?
You know what? I think that if it's tactfully done, I think it's okay. No,
that's right.
You're right, Jim. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
So maybe the rule is you can give somebody a peck on the cheek, or maybe you can hug them, but just don't, no slobber.
No slobber.
No slobber and kiss.
No bodily fluids exchange. Hey, by the way, somebody said, hey, mistletoe is nothing but a fungus anyway, so you can just take a piece of old bread and hang it up there when it's green. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, the question being is that, of course, it's for litigation reasons that you don't stop these people. See, I thought if they're losing that much, I would just get a bunch of, you know, good old boys and go down to Walmart and offer, hey, you pay me $1 million. You can save two.
Yeah.
And they just wait for them out in the parking lot. And we get little buzzes. They come out in the parking lot. We take them back. Take it away from them. You know, you get little teams out there. Say, you stole this. We need to have it back. Thank you very much. And if you know, and then make sure all the cameras are turned off in the parking lot for that 5 minutes.
The word had spread quick.
I tell you what, after probably a month or even 2 or 3 weeks, it would. And you know that.
Right.
I mean, if they're going to do something and there's somebody standing there, a policeman or private security, they're not going to do it. Why not just go to a – why not just – okay, let's just move over to Target.
Yeah, and the word does spread quick amongst that community that does that for a living.
Wanted.
I
people that don't mind getting in the fight for security. Just apply, you know.
I would suggest that if those we have elected into positions of authority don't get their arms around this thing, extrajudicial justice will rear its head.
You've been saying that for 5 years, my friend, and I understand that. You've been saying it for 5 years. Now, they did have something like this happen down in Anderson, or was it Cottonwood?
Cottonwood, yeah.
Yeah, and now...
and these things can escalate
the citizen
real
of
fast.
The year was arrested in Cottonwood. 69-year-old, this 69-year-old, nice-looking, you know, lady who's been the citizen of the year. They released her own recognizance, at least.
Well, the other day, the boyfriend chased down the purse snatcher.
Right. The other day, they chased down the car.
That could have gone very sideways.
Yeah, they chased down the car that had been stolen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't. You can't. Of course, can't say that that's okay.
Well, I certainly don't want people to put themselves in harm's way. Oftentimes, people that are stealing or that desperate are just that. They're under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and sometimes carry weapons. So I would urge people to be cautious.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? It's the thing is that if you can't be everywhere,
right?
So
that's true.
And we've talked before. Frankly, I wouldn't want a policeman everywhere.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that when you've got police on every street and there's roadblocks and all these kind of things, you've lost your free society there.
Yep.
Unfortunately, though, we do have these bad guys. Okay. I am just amazed at the $3 million a year. And they watch it happening.
Yeah. It's significant.
Well, that means that we're making up for that in cost.
Well, sure we are.
Yeah.
Sure we are.
Okay. Hey, look, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. We haven't given him a chance yet to talk about everything he wants to, but we've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're we're talking about taking care of yourself and everything, Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Reading, teaches in over 30 counties. most complete CCW training you're going to have, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, other things, defensive pistol. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out their website, usgunpro.com. That's usgunpro.com. Or call 530-999-1822. Set up a class. Now, they also do team building for businesses. Going out there for a day, have everybody do some shooting. It's a lot of fun. And the businesses that have done it have all enjoyed themselves. Okay, we'll be right back. After these messages, it's 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234. Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Ann's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our music just went beep. Hey, this portion of the show is... there we go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, one of the things is, and the chief will tell me, will agree with this, that there could be, there's more... North State Security guys out at any one time than the police department.
Yep, they're out there being our eyes and ears.
And that's the other thing, is how they work closely with the Redding Police Department. Yep. They've got a program here that they, if you sign up for it, they'll have one of their people there in less than 10 minutes. If you're having problems at the, if you're having problems at your store, at your business, and you give them a call, if you're a member of this program, that they will get people there quickly. And they do this because they have, they're not trying to, travel over 60 square miles like the Running Police are.
Right.
They are doing it because they've got a group set up especially to do this. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention for the last 50 years, since 1968. 243-0295. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Roger.
Yes.
I'm real curious about your sweeps to clean up the transient camps and this and that. Are you seeing any results to where they are feeling so uncomfortable some of them are leaving town?
Nick, I think that is the case. That's the feedback that I'm getting. Also, we are getting some of these folks that are into these in these camps into some help and connected back, some with their family, some with resources. So I do think it's being effective, and we're going to probably stay on that course.
I've got another question here, too,
sure.
Roger. This is, has to do with traffic. My wife was traveling on South Bonneview from between Bocelli Lane and 273 going along with the flow of traffic about 55 or 60.
Okay.
A car in front of her slammed on the brakes because the boat in front of him, a fishing pole, fell out, and she almost rear-ended him.
Right.
Who would be at fault at that?
You know, in most cases, it's usually the person that rear-ends the other one because the law talks about having enough space cushion to be able to avoid collisions like that. However, the results of the first driver with the boat could be a mitigating factor in the collision as well. And oftentimes that's why we'll go out and talk to folks and write a police report and investigate it. You know, it's those are kind of some unforeseen circumstances where people just start piling up their cars. Sometimes we have three, four, and five cars rear-ending each other. And it's all because folks aren't leaving that space cushion or an avenue to escape if something does happen in front of them.
Common sense would tell me to run over the fishing pole if somebody's behind me. Anyway, yep. Thank you so much, Roger, and I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Thanks,
thank
Nick.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Nick. Hello? Am I on? Hello? Okay, now
I was trying to give Nick all the gain I could because there wasn't a lot of volume on his line,
okay.
So I had the mics turned down to compensate.
So what did you bring for us this day, Chief? You know, you've got a lot of things written down there.
Yeah, I did bring a few. First of all, thanks to everybody that came out for our public safety forum. It was a wonderful night. We had some good interaction. We've got some ideas to work on, and it got a chance for us to let folks know that we are working on some of their ideas from the July meeting. So it was a positive meeting, and I really appreciate that interaction and people's ideas and suggestions.
Those 106 people that you all arrested, did you arrest them, or did you just cite them?
You know, some went to jail, and some
okay.
were given citations.
All right. But that was a good question Nick had. Are we starting to see people getting the idea?
I think so. I think the word is getting out there that, you know, that's one of our focus areas is on these transient camps because of all the bad things that are happening within those camps. And with, you know, the depositing of the sewage and the needles and finding stolen property and other transients getting victimized in these camps, you have to kind of disrupt them and keep them moving on. And while we're talking to folks, we can also offer them help. You know, we have the hepatitis outbreak down in San Diego, and that's something we do not want here.
Mm-hmm.
I know to combat that a little bit, our city has put out strategically 12 porta potties out in different areas to prevent some of that. Because what we have found is a lot of the human waste is getting into the Sacramento River and
sure.
getting into our drinking water. So we want to try to avoid that or mitigate it.
Yeah, as soon as you said drinking water.
That's a double-sided sword because
yeah.
we've seen that. We've seen the porta-potties, and we're like, are you kidding? They're putting porta-potties out for people who are just... I understand that there are people who fall in hard times.
Right.
And we try to support the mission. I mean, we do support the mission for to help hopefully rehabilitate these people. Some people, again, have made the choice this is how they want to live. So for we see the porta potties, the first thing that conjures up in our feelings or my feelings is, well, why should, you know, but at the same time, I understand they're making this choice. We have to protect our water.
True.
So I'm actually disgusted.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like this.
I don't know what to do about it.
I'm kind of torn because if they're defecating next to the Veterans Hall right here on Yuba Street, then I think maybe they need to have a place they can go to the bathroom. And that's what I feel about it. And, well, they'll just destroy it. Well, maybe they will, but if that's the case, then you just take it out.
Yeah, and, you know, surprisingly, the porta-potties aren't getting vandalized like our nice restrooms in our parks were. And I don't know why and what's going on with that, but...
I think it could be a number of reasons. One is the ones in the park are more comfortable than a porta-potty. They can just go into a porta-head.
Sure.
And do their business and get out. There's nothing really to steal,
right,
except maybe toilet paper, but, you know, but there's really... I think they see it for what it is. It's a way for them to have some privacy and to do the right thing.
Correct. Right.
Hey, there's a question that came in over the chat room about an area that would be a corridor that people would be have a certain amount assessed on their property, their businesses and all that, to pay for the police unit, neighborhood policing unit. What do you think about something like that?
Well, I think our business community right now is paying enough in taxes. And so I probably wouldn't be in support of that on face value. I think that would be a council decision. But, yeah, that's kind of where I stand on it right now. I think that, you know, we're paying enough taxes out there right now.
Another question says is that when you said that people were saying things in July at the meeting and that you have taken those, you know, taken a lot of those ideas, can you give specific ones that came up for that?
Yeah, and so one of the people that we have been talking to, one of the citizens, is Amanda Smith, and she actually gave us two ideas and that we're moving forward with those. One is... for safety purposes on the river trail, kind of marking the river trail, mm-hmm. and so people know where they're at. If they hurt themselves or if they're in danger, they can call it in. So Adam Wieland and our parks crew went out there and marked everything west of the Diesel Horse Bridge, and that's going to be in phases. So that led to kind of an overhaul of our trail system. So I know Kim Niemer and crew and Travis in there are working hard on seeking a grant to revamp our River Trail program. So from that idea came a whole lot of other good ideas. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she had an idea of having folks do a voluntary registration of their security cameras. And so that was real easy. We're getting that document going to be up online here soon, probably by January 2nd, where people can go in and let us know if they have a security camera. So if something does happen in your neighborhood or down the road, we can go in and pinpoint it to check with several people to find out if they do have or if they have captured the suspect on video.
You know, we were going to put a and Bob, you're in here. I know Bob's doing battle right now in the chat room. We were going to put a GoPro looking out the window.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're changing studios around here. So you can see the people on the street. You know, it's kind of like, you
okay.
know, so you see people on the street. Can the police come in and use that somehow, Bob? I mean, if we say it's okay, I mean, or is the GoPro just kind of like it does store things, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does. If that's a specific, if it was recording to an officer, you know, a GoPro's built-in memory is good for a couple hours.
Yeah,
you know, you'd have
problem.
To have it some kind yeah. of external storage. Yeah. And the trouble, and then this is the same trouble that we ran into with body cams on cops. Where do you keep all that footage, and how do you index it?
Right.
And how do you protect the privacy of somebody casually caught?
You know, one thing that we are going to, and that is what's called pole cams. And they're portable high-definition cameras mm-hmm. that we can put up and mount at some of our special events or problem areas to where we can, if something does happen, we can capture that data and identify the suspect. So we're working on that right now, and they're really a powerful tool.
You know, London, I noticed that you couldn't walk through London without being a camera on you.
Right.
I mean...
Or Las Vegas. Vegas is heavily every... You can't go anywhere in Vegas if there's not a camera anywhere.
Somewhere on you.
It solves a lot of crime.
Are we getting to that part?
Unfortunately, I think it's going that way. And I think that is in part due to some of the lack of resources, but we are using that as kind of a force multiplier where we can, you know, if your family's injured, go back and retrieve that data and hold somebody accountable. So I do think there's many, many benefits to it and for safety reasons.
What about drones? Have we reached it yet?
Unmanned aerial vehicles, I'm all in favor of them. Okay. And I've got a policy all written, and I'm just waiting for a few things to fall in line. But I look forward to talking about that maybe on your next month's show.
Great. I know that Jim Hill is working with his company, working with a lot of different police departments on this thing, because it is another force multiplier.
Absolutely. You know, it could save lives.
Yeah, you know, people don't realize, but the problem is that people are going to say, and we know what the problem is.
Right.
Oh, you've got this thing rotating over my backyard, or my kids are having a pool party.
Yes.
Or how can you look from above down where you couldn't see it from the street level, and now you see something illegal?
Right. And that's why we have a very strict policy that'll be coming out to hopefully put people's mind at ease.
Okay. Well, good. I can't wait for that one. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. You know what? They've been in the business for 50 years. There's a reason for that. Great service. They take care of their people out there. If you've got a water heater or a heater for your house that takes oil and different types of fuel, it's SST Oil you need to talk to. It's an employee-owned company. They've been, like I said, been around for 50 years now, and they provide great service, great customer service. They're so strong in that. SST Oil, and plus you can get a fuel card that's good in 57,000 different places. Carl managed to find the one spot on I-5 that it didn't, and Linda goes, I don't see the sign there, and so I said, oh, it's everywhere. Well, it wasn't, but it was across the street.
Okay.
So I drove across the street. Anyway, we'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Everybody needs somebody to love. Ask Harvey Weinstein. He loved everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, the best place in the world, little lady, to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Open Monday through Friday. I need to lean into that place right there. Better known business right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And I think one of the questions, you know, that came up was, you know, like the things that are going on, like the Christmas parade, and you were, you were chasing the Grinch down.
Yes, it was amazing. And thanks to the 2030 Club and all of our officers who were there, we put together a really cool float. Lynn and Jim and Mary and Brittany, they all got together and they did this theme where we would pull up and the Grinch would escape and I would go out and chase him, and the kids that were walking beside our float would help me capture the Grinch, and it was fun, and the crowd got involved, and it was just neat to be a part of that.
And the crowd got involved, and the Grinch was lynched at Market and Placer.
The Grinch was lynched. Amazing community support, though. I couldn't believe how many people were out there. It was a cool night.
Even though everybody knew it was probably going to rain, but everybody was there.
It was beautiful. People were ready to go, and they were in the spirit.
This is a great town. Yep. Okay, what else do you have, you know, to tell? I mean, it's getting ready to be Christmas, of course, so you got all the little safety things.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the things that I would tell folks around this time of the year especially, there are burglars out in these parking lots looking for victims. So please, please take everything out of your car, lock your car. If you have to leave something in your car, please lock it in the trunk. Take your keys out. Our stolen vehicles are going up. They're up by 52%.
1.5 a day right here in Reading. Is that right?
It's about 1.4 a day. It's significant. So please keep an eye on your car. Lock it up. Take your keys in because it is a real crime. And so it's a felony. It's treated like a misdemeanor. It's a never go to prison. So watch your car, please. And if you have a car,
think of it as a criminal Uber.
And here's another tip. Even when I had an older Jeep for a while, and I knew that one of those Jeeps that year were prone to being stolen. So I went out and bought the club and put it on my steering wheel. That was just another theft deterrent. So people would look in and see it, and they'd go, "Oh, I'll go to the next guy because that one's obviously
that's the whole thing." You're trying to make it harder.
Absolutely.
Just like it's counterterrorism. You want them to go to a softer target. As long as it's not you.
Also, with that, if I may, when you're getting out of your car, please stay off your phones. A lot of people are walking and texting and have really no idea what's going on around them. And I see this over and over and over again. So please wait to get in the store before you do any texting. Keep your head up. Look around. Know who's around you. Know what's around you. And if you are going toward people that it kind of raises the hair on the back of your neck, don't do it. Walk around them. Go back to your car. Move. Just be safe. Because your instincts are telling you something.
Your instincts, which have got us to this point.
Absolutely.
If your instincts are telling you something, like something's not right here, listen to them.
Right.
You know what? If you don't listen to them and you put yourself in that position, you know, just later on as you're laying in a hospital, you're thinking,
right.
Gosh, you just listened to myself.
Exactly.
No. And you've got to be, you know, when you're walking around just not paying attention, you're just asking for somebody to hurt you.
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, and now with Christmas, you know, they look at the Christmas trees.
That's correct.
And how many houses, it used to be, most of the time people get their houses broken into because they were unlocked.
Right.
Is that still a problem?
You know, I think most people got the word on the houses, and I think a lot of people are locking up. But I would hope that more people would get alarms on their home and then post it, right? So if I'm a thief and I'm going in my neighborhood, I'm casing neighborhoods, and I'm looking around, and I see a home that has a security sign on it, and the one next to it doesn't, I'm going to pick the one that doesn't. It makes sense. So the more you can fortify your home and tell criminals, I'm paying attention, the better. And also with that, presents under a tree, keep the valuables in the safe if they're a really valuable presents. That's just what kind of some of the stuff that I've done, and I'm encouraging my family members to do, instead of leaving them all around the tree for people to take. Some of the really valuable ones, get them hidden or in a safe.
What we do is we put empty boxes underneath the tree.
Yes.
And that way that when the grandkids are here and if they're acting up, I just pick up one of the boxes and throw it outside and say, there, there's another present you're going to get.
It's a good visual.
No, we don't do that. But that's a good idea because now they're just waiting.
Right.
It's with impunity. Because there's nothing. You catch somebody with an $800 TV, they're trying to pull out of Walmart, and your guys are right there. Take them.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to pay for this? Here, sign right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and our guys are frustrated.
Oh no, and you could get that yesterday from Jeff. And
yes,
but you still keep going. You know, just because the system isn't right doesn't mean you've got to just roll over.
Right. We keep moving forward, and our job's to arrest people that are doing bad
just
things.
Keep arresting them.
And our guys love to do that, and they're going to keep doing it. So I'm excited.
Are we getting a lot of reports of porch theft, porch piracy?
You know, what's interesting about that, there are a few. However, I think most people are wise to that now, and they're putting up some security cameras. They're having their neighbor grab their package off the their porch and securing it for them. More people are being vigilant. We have 75 active neighborhood watch groups in this city, and so they're looking after each other.
Well, you know, we have that. It's not especially a organized one, but the Chestnut Street Girls Gang they are out there.
Yeah,
and
walking the neighborhood.
When we were gone for Thanksgiving, we have somebody stay at our house.
Yes.
We never leave that house open. And she had a new car, she had another car she was driving, and our neighbors came over and said, "Who are you?" Because they were used to her other car.
Yeah.
And she she said, "Are you Victoria?" "Yes." You know, so because they knew that we were gone and that Victoria was going to be there.
Right.
But that's what you need to do. You need to look out after your neighbors.
Yeah, you do. You do. And then because we can't be everywhere like we talked about. And so that solves a lot of crimes.
In Texas, you can actually shoot somebody that's stealing stuff from your neighbor's house. Did you know that?
Makes sense.
There was a I'm not advocating that at all, but that's one of the things that because they had this big court case and the police said, "We can't arrest them because it's not against the law."
Hmm. Interesting. You know,
there's a lot less crime in that neighborhood.
You know, Reverge once proposed that Northern California be annexed by Texas.
Yeah.
I come back to that once in a while.
You know, what's interesting is a guy called me yesterday because I'm soliciting input from the community about crime prevention tips and things. And the guy told me, he goes, "Hey, look up fake TV." And I go, "Fake TV? What is that?" So I got online and looked it up. And it's a device that you put in your home if you're not going to be there for a while. And it gives the appearance that somebody's inside watching TV.
It'll flicker around. Yeah, like it's.
And the guy told me, he goes, "It works." And so I thought I'd pass that on. And
there's all types of things you can do. You know,
right.
Like the camera. You know, people know that my truck was broken into. It didn't take a really long time because obviously it was open. But I don't have a camera out there. And frankly, I didn't think that they could get into my carport without me waking up because the lights had come on. Obviously, I was wrong. So I got complacent because nothing had happened. And you know, and now every night, I'm clicking both cars to make sure they're locked.
Right.
Not that we keep – that one night I had my wallet in it, which was stupid. But the And I'm thinking, okay, if I have a camera up there, then I can – but if even if I see the guy, put him on YouTube like many people have. Oh, I know who that guy is, so we tell you about it. Again, he's got my wallet. You know, he's taking that. It's less than $900. And, of course, you got credit cards and all that. But there's really nothing going to happen.
But it's still, you have to report it.
We are going to
do our job and send it to the DA, because that case might be the final straw, and the judge might be tired of seeing that guy's name come across his desk.
And can just do it then.
Yep.
And slam him for a year.
Yep. And so just please report it, because we need to know what's happening in the neighborhoods.
Drunk driving during these holidays.
Yeah, it's an issue. We have a full-time DUI officer, Officer Jacob Provincio, and he's out there doing nothing but enforcing DUI laws, and that's thanks to a grant from Office of Traffic Safety. And so we are paying attention. We'll have some DUI checkpoints. Our officers will be out there in force. So please, there's no reason not to get an Uber or to have somebody that's a designated driver. Please be responsible.
Why do you tell everybody where the checkpoint's going to be before it's there?
Because that's mandated.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So if you don't want to go through that area. I mean, I see them, but I never announce them or anything. I thought, well, that's kind of strange. Doesn't it kind of like defeat the purpose? Then but you've had plenty that people have stopped. Everybody's just either law-abiding citizens or something, because you've gone through a whole checkpoint with no arrest or no citations.
Correct.
That's
and
cool.
you know what's interesting
good,
is, correct. We'll have officers set up in and around that checkpoint. So if we get some people seeing the checkpoint and then they do a quick U-turn, our officers are on it, right? And so that's a good thing.
That's a clue. There's another one.
Okay, just because you see them doesn't mean there's got a couple of snipers out there.
Yeah. There are those who, especially some of the advocates in the chat room, who make the claim, and they've called in several times about this, that a police sobriety checkpoint is a form of warrantless search and seizure forbidden by the Constitution. They make that argument.
Well, that's been vetted in court, and that's why we're still doing it. And once they tell us that we can't do that, then we won't. But as long as they say that, yes, this is for the good of the public safety, we're going to continue doing it.
Okay. All right. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, of course. I just want to remind everybody that Linda's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be out at Wind River, and this is the Christmas show that she has. It's going to go from 6:30 to 8:30. She's got Scott Lewis is going to be there. She's got extra members of the band. This is the kind of the final Thursday night that she's going to be there at Wind River. It's been a 2-year run, and then she's going to be doing special events out at Wind River after this. But this is going to be a great show. Give a call to 243-3377 to make reservations. It's going to be in Elements. It's going to be in Elements, and it gets tight in there. So give them a call to make reservations. We'll be right back with Chief Roger Moore.
With this coat and this hat, I'm a just like St. Nick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cat. And as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
A singer in a smoky room. I smell a wine and sheep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hours of 9 o'clock. Remember, strangers out there. I love that song, and which is why we play it every day at the end. It's 55 degrees going up to 65 today. The rest of the week's going to be beautiful. We're going to have lows of 38 to 40, but it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people, Chuck and Judy Kenney. I can't believe it's Wednesday, December the 6th already. Either.
No.
Let's go. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. Hello, Lori. Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Change that.
Okay. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda and Roger Moore. I wanted to thank him for being our presenter our past Monday here at the State of Jefferson meeting, Patriots meeting. It was well attended and good questions, and you're very articulate, Roger, on, you know, when people have some pretty sharp questions, and sometimes people are just burnt out, annoyed, and you're very patient and understanding.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
Yep, and we sent you a packet of like a DVD audio and information on the state of Jefferson, which is about representation. So
okay.
Lots of states are pursuing this. California is not the only one that realizes way too big. So I have a tradition that's also going to be going away in closing, and that is remember the days, Carl and Linda, when people would have, like, oh, I don't know, the firefighters, the police force, somebody, and they'd auction off or raffle off a date with an officer. Those days will be gone, even if they had a chaperone. I'm not sure that's going to be a way to
I think that's a great
money
idea.
Anymore. But anyway, times are changing.
Thanks a lot, Lori. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks, Lori.
Hey, you know what? That leads me to something else here, is that I was honored to be asked to be a part of the civilian side of your promotion board.
Yes.
And I talked about it when it first happened, but I haven't had a chance really to sit down with you. And I just want to say it again. Is that the men that we saw that came in there that you have to pick off the list to become a corporal, a leadership position, were just outstanding, noteworthy individuals. Any one of them.
Thank you.
Any one of them would have been fine You know, yes. I mean, it would have been, and some of them, though, were Head and Shoulders. You know, you get those kind, that top 5%.
Sure.
And this, you know, the hardest thing is when you get into the military, and it's the same thing, I'm sure, with the police. You've got, you know, you got that 5% that are like water walkers. Or, you know, they can do everything well.
Right.
Then you've got the vast majority are just good, really solid, good guys. They can handle it. And then you've got the lower group that, you know, they're going to stay there. You, this whole group here, was obviously capable and able,
yes,
to take that next step. And I understand a couple of them have already been promoted.
Yes, and I am so proud of our agency. That's a testament,
yeah,
to the high standards that we keep,
oh,
here.
Yeah.
And, yes, yeah, so we promoted Gary Meadows to corporal. And then a few weeks after that, we promoted Brian Torum to corporal. So they are both outstanding officers, and they're going to do an excellent job, and I'm so proud of them.
They're ready.
Yes.
One of the most informative things I did during high school was participate in a ride-along program. And this,
yes,
was when the PD was still across the street. I was still in high school. The mall was under construction. But that night of riding along and seeing from the inside of the car everything that went on has stuck with me my whole life. And
yes,
you can still sign up for something of that nature, right?
Absolutely. We do a very cursory background to make sure that you should be in the car. And then we get you out there.
And not just in the back seat.
Yeah,
one seat or another. But, yeah, it is good. It's good for citizens. It's an eye-opener. Just to see the split-second decisions that our officers have to make, the clientele we have to deal with, the people that are on drugs and irrational, and
the customers
people,
we have to deal with.
People's eyes are just wide open. And so it's a good thing. And so thank you for bringing that up.
You know, and people need to do this because it gives them a good idea. I've done it, and I need to do it again. And maybe I should go out with you. And we'll just drive around and get in trouble.
Sure.
But it's the things that happen that you never see. And then how a police officer, whether it's a sheriff or a highway patrol or whoever it is, has to go from literally rolling around on the ground with some meth head that's
right,
trying to bite you on the neck, and
right,
you get them arrested, and you get that taken care of, and then the next person you run into is me or Bob.
That, right.
You know, yeah, okay, we ran through a light, and you've got to turn off.
That's true.
The fight. And, you know, the fight for your life thing, and turn it off totally, and
right,
come to me and become very polite,
right,
looking at me and being very polite and talking, you know, as you would somebody. Because the whole thing is, the only time they see you guys is if they pull you over.
True.
That's tough.
Yes, it is tough.
As a reporter, one of the most touching things I ever saw was the aftermath of an accident, a traumatized child, and an officer went to his car and pulled out a stuffed animal and gave it to the kid to let her focus on that. You talk about a tear-jerk moment.
Yes, and we do carry things in our patrol car. In fact, most recently, as of a couple of days ago, Kelly Hornbuckle from the Art Wooden Foundation, the Play Ball Foundation,
yeah,
came to us and donated 100 sacks of different sporting equipment so we can give these packages out to kids
That's
who are
great.
In need or who are traumatized. And so thank you to Kelly for that donation to us, and we will put that to good use for sure.
How hard is it after you've had 20 years on the job or even 10 years on the job not become so hardened?
You know, that's a good question, because I have seen some of my coworkers get cynical, I think,
yeah,
is what happens.
Yeah, cynical is the
word. Because you see so much negative, and it's a toxic environment on a day-to-day basis. I think that over time, everybody's career has hills and valleys. And in about the 7, 8, 9, 10-year mark, it kind of flattens out, and you figure out life, your role, and just what you're dealing with. And it kind of manages itself out. But a lot of times it's hard. Then you throw in a traumatic incident, right? An officer-involved shooting, a horrendous crash with death, and you're seeing these images, and you're trying to process it. And so, yeah, it does. Your career goes up and down depending on what's happening here, but not only here, but what's happening in your home life, because we're all human. And so when you try to marry those two together, sometimes
it's tough.
It is tough,
because
we are all humans.
Your divorce rate and the police are a lot like the military.
It is pretty high.
Yeah.
Yes, we know we got guys working graveyards, and it's difficult to have kind of a normal life.
Yeah.
And so, but we manage, and the more we learn, the more we grow, And the more we have our peer support officers out there recognizing officers in need and helping them out, and our chaplaincy program
that's
is huge.
That's a big thing is your peer
it's
support
huge.
There. Yeah,
yes.
You know, I sit on the Highway Patrol Board, too, and they showed us a video of a guy that didn't make it.
Right.
And the thing that struck me immediately was, you fired this guy. He's been getting all these fitness reports for all this time, and not one person said anything to him. And
right.
Everybody just went, and I went, well, the guy I hold responsible is his sergeant and his captain.
Yeah.
I said, anything happened to them? Of course not. And it was something like that because it takes the whole group of you. I mean, if
sure.
your peers know if there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
And they need to get you to some help. They need to intervene or they need to tell somebody above them, say, hey, you need to take a look at Bad Bob out there because he's
right.
going out and having some problems.
Yeah. And we have an employee assistance program. So what I tell my guys is that early intervention is key. You can save someone's career. Let's get them some help.
Yeah. Okay, we got like 2 minutes here before Christmas. What do you got?
You know, I just want to thank everybody again for being so supportive to our agency. We're trying. Our guys are working hard out there for you. And we are listening to the community. So any ideas that you have for public safety, please give me a call. Drop me a line. I do a little Facebook presentation every month. It's called Checking In with the Chief Now, where you can respond. And the next video, I will answer those questions. So if you have any questions or suggestions, I'm reading those. And just thanks for the community input. It's been great.
Well, we're all in this together. And by the way, I understand that your new bicycle patrol with North State Security.
Yes. So we amended our contract through North State Security to patrol some of our infrastructures, our waterways, pump houses, and some of the carriers that carry the water under the bridges. So that's going to be a good partnership for us.
That's great. Okay. Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
and
thank you.
And y'all, and, you know, for all of your people out there, sometimes we forget that, you know, that there's people out there all the time protecting us. You know,
amen.
It's just like in the military. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow, Clark and Clark are taking over, so you won't hear my dulcet tones till we get back Friday. Everybody have a great day, and remember, keep those packages locked up and the presents under the tree kind of pushed away and get some security around your house. This is not the season to be giving to the bad guys.
Good point.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
With a White House announcement in about an hour.